You're listening to the Home Base Podcast. Hey guys, it's episode 20. It's so exciting. And what a better way to celebrate than to talk about thankfulness in the festive fall season. So tune in for some fun, family-friendly ways to celebrate. Hey, 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 all you Home Base Podcast listeners. Happy Halloween. This is our festive fall Halloween edition of the podcast. And it just occurred to me, we need to come up with a name for the Home Base Podcast listeners. You know how some people, like, they have, like, fans or listeners. They have, like, a club. They have, like, a cool name. What is something we can do with Home Base Podcast? The only thing I can think of is like the Home Basters, and that just sounds so wrong. Okay, so that is everybody's mission this week. Outside of trick-or-treating, you need to come up with a name for you guys, the listeners, and tweet it at me. Do it, do it. All right, so I decided this week we're going to kind of take a break from all the... I'm not going to take a complete break from the parenting talk, but we're going to take a little break from it. We're going to get a little festive, kind of in the little holiday season, kind of embracing it. So this is the week of Halloween, last week of October, which, by the way, where did October go? You guys, I really feel like, I don't even remember, like, the first 10 days of October seemed like a blur. Like, I don't remember writing, like, October 1st, October 2nd, or anything like that anywhere. So, I don't know what happened the first, like, 10 days of October. Apparently, I didn't leave the house or wrote any checks or anything. Do people really write checks anymore? That's another great question. I don't remember the last time I wrote a check. But, so anyway, so we're in the last week of October because October just went whoosh by so fast, and we're in the second half of fall. Next week, we have daylight savings, which who's ready for that? We're getting into the end, and I feel like this is the weird time of year where we get so caught up with Halloween, what our kids are going to be, and everybody, like, as soon as September and October roll around, everybody goes pumpkin crazy, pumpkin spice this, pumpkin spice that, and I'm right there with you, except I, like, am ready for pumpkin spice, like, in August. But I feel like we get to this point, Halloween's over, and we have Christmas is, like, looming in the distance, and we all start panicking about that. And there's Thanksgiving, and then what? It's like there's nothing else in between, and I feel like the whole month of November just kind of, nobody pays attention to it outside of Thanksgiving. And so today, that is my mission, is to rectify that, because I think the month of November is kind of one of the greatest months, and I feel like there's a wonderful opportunity for us as parents to focus our kids in, get them zoned in and focused on what the season's really about. I feel like you get all of this backlash, like in December, of people trying to tell you, you need to remember it's the season of giving and you need to be teaching your children, you know, what this holiday season's really about, Ebenezer Scrooge. And I feel like, you know, what about November? It's like the Thanksgiving is all about being thankful and grateful, and I feel like people, you know, our kids can't understand and have a heart to give if they aren't grateful for what they have. They're just not going to make that connection, you know? What's the point of giving someone something if you're not thankful for the things in your life? So I feel like it's perfect. These holidays are in a great order. Talk about thankfulness, and then we can get to the giving. And so I really wanted to focus on some fun fall festive thankfulness things so you guys can jumpstart your November. So I'm getting these in just in time so you guys have this last week of October to kind of get your mind wrapped around it. And then come November, you can kick off some great, awesome, fun thankfulness cool activities, ideas, challenges, whatever you want to call it, you can do it in your house. So that's what we're talking about today. It's going to be pretty exciting. And then at the end of the episode, I have a super awesome parenting hack this week. I'm really jazzed to share it with you all. And then I have a super nerdy mommy mantra. So you guys got to make sure you hang out until the end, because it's going to be awesome. All right, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll get back and we'll dive into all of this awesome fall shebang. Woo! Stay tuned. All right, guys, we're back. So, one of the things I love about November is cooking. I mean, we all love Thanksgiving for the food, right? That's what the whole day is about. The food and some football and the parade and then a nap somewhere in there. Like, Thanksgiving's that great holiday where it really is all about family. And I think that's why a lot of people, it's like when you ask people what their favorite holiday is, Thanksgiving and Christmas are kind of like right neck and neck. Because I feel like Thanksgiving is everything we want out of Christmas, but sometimes we get so wrapped up in the consumerism of Christmas that we miss out on that family time, you know? And it happens to all of us, and, you know, maybe not in your house, maybe you're sitting there going, psh, me and my family, we got this family Christmas thing down pat. Well, good for you. Some of us struggle with it. But anyway, but it is hard. It is hard at Christmas. I feel like it gets a little crazy and a little hectic. Maybe you don't get as much family time because you run into this Christmas party and you've got this obligation and that obligation. And it's like the holiday that you have to see all of your extended family. So you're trying to squeeze in going to this person's house and that person's house. And your kids want to play with their toys and blah, 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 blah. So I love, love, love Thanksgiving because it's just about family and good food and having fun. And really, outside of cooking the meal, there's no pressure. And it's a great time. And my thing is, why can't we have that through the whole month of November? Now, I'm not saying go out and get a turkey and cook a turkey, like, every week. That's not what I'm saying. But, like, why can't we bring that whole family essence to the entire month of November? And I think a great way, and one of the awesomest key essential ways to do that is to get in the kitchen, bring your kids in there, make it a whole family thing. So what are some cool ideas? How can we get everybody in the kitchen? Because I know some people, you're sitting there, you're like, I don't cook, I'm not good at it. Some of you are sitting there and you're like, I don't want to bring my kids in the kitchen. Are you kidding me? That's craziness. There's dangerous things in there. That just seems overwhelming. My kids are crazy. They can't handle being in the kitchen. So here's some ideas. Here's some cool ideas. I love this whole thought of having like a family challenge. So the entire month of November, maybe focus on one food and see how many different ways you can prepare it. So if you are a family that really loves to cook, maybe this would be the perfect challenge for you. If you're kind of new to cooking and you need some new great ideas, go hit up Pinterest or the internet. Pinterest is on the internet. And see how many different ways you can find to cook something. Apples, I've been focusing on apples this week. I don't know why, but I feel like every fall I focus so much on pumpkin that I kind of, like, I buy apples and apple cider, but I don't really do anything else with apples outside of just have them in the house. And so I was like, you know what? I was on Pinterest this week and I saw some really cool ideas and I was like, all right, this is going to be my challenge. I'm going to see how many different ways I can cook apples outside of just eating them plain or in an apple pie. And so I made country fried apples, which you can see on Instagram the other night. And the recipe is in the caption. And they were so delicious. And I went out and I got some ice cream today and was scooping them on top of the ice cream. And they were so good. It's basically apple pie filling without the cornstarch. Like, it's basically just apples with cinnamon and butter and brown sugar in this gooey yumminess. They're so delicious. I saw a recipe for apple fries. I really want to make those. Those sound incredible. But another cool thing you can do just with apples is how many people have actually tried all the different varieties of apples? You know, most people have tried like Gala's and Granny Smith's and maybe like a Macintosh or something, or like a Fuji. But you know, if you go to your apple orchards, they have like these posters of all their different apples that are picking right now. And there's normally like 10 different varieties at least. At least, guys. I mean, it's apple season, so there's probably more than that. You're probably looking at more like 20. But how fun would it be to go and, like, pick out a couple of each one and try them and compare? I think it would be total fun. Great fun family evening. And you guys could discuss what you liked about them. And anytime you start discussing something, it just, you know, conversations spiral. And before you know it, you're talking about something else. And it's just great. So there's an idea. Another thing besides apples, and this is a challenge I'm going to try and take on for the month of November, is squash. I love squash, but I never cook with it, and I always see all these great recipes, and I don't know why squash seems so scary to me, but I was watching TV this week. Crazy, right? Never really happens, but I was watching it, and I was watching The Kitchen, which is on Food Network, and it has Sonny Anderson and Jeffrey Zakarian. I'm not good with names. It's got a couple, three other people on there, and they're all great. I love the show, The Kitchen. But so they were breaking down like different kinds of squash and talking about it, and I was like, okay, this doesn't seem so scary. I think I can maybe do this. So I think it'd be really fun to focus in on squash, because I think squash gets kind of overlooked and overshadowed by pumpkin during this time of year. So you could do that. You could have a challenge to see how many different ways you could cook with stuff. I'm not going to completely ignore pumpkin in the kitchen. I think it is a really fun experience for every family to at least once make a pumpkin pie from scratch. I'm talking about your crust from scratch. I'm talking about going and buying a pumpkin. And you know, you can't get one of the like big pumpkins. A pumpkin pie pumpkin is like one of those little ones. And I'm talking about getting a pumpkin and making your own puree, making your own filling, like make the entire thing from scratch. How fun would that be as a family? And you may decide after you make it, you're like, I don't like this. I like the Libby's recipe on the back of the Libby's pumpkin can better. But I think it would be a really fun thing for every family to do. Another awesome pumpkin thing, every fall I get my geek on and I either read the Harry Potter books or I watch the movies. And I should kind of rephrase that and say I always watch all the movies. Sometimes I read the books. This year I've been trying to reread a couple of the first books while I watch the movies. But so I got inspired this week. I was like, they were talking about pumpkin juice, and I'm like, why have I never tried this before? Let's get on Pinterest. Someone out there has had to have made up a recipe for pumpkin juice. And there's tons of different recipes on there, so I tried one, and it's delicious. So I encourage you, get on Pinterest and find a recipe of pumpkin juice and make it, because it's dang good, and you're all missing out. I'll put a picture on Instagram of my pumpkin juice, because I plan on making me a glass later tonight after I record this. So pumpkin juice. So those are my two pumpkin things: pumpkin pie, pumpkin juice. No more pumpkins are gonna come out of my mouth tonight. But I do think there's fun things that you can get going on in the kitchen, and I think it's a great time to get family in there, and it's silly and fun. And if you start at the beginning of November, who knows, by the time Thanksgiving gets here, maybe you all can make the dinner together. How fun would that be? I think it'd be awesome. Not to mention, it is so easy. I cannot tell you, from when I was a teacher, I found it the easiest to get kids that were picky eaters to eat their lunch at school is when I implemented our cooking classes every other week. When the kids started cooking and started seeing like the process of stuff, they were way more interested to try new things. And so I really encourage people, if you don't get your kids in the kitchen at least every once in a while, start doing it, and you're going to see a lot of picky eaters get really open-minded really fast. All right, what else? I don't know about you guys, but it's starting to get cold where we are. Not really cold, it's just really windy, and it's been kind of rainy the past few days, which is kind of depressing. But it seems like this is what happens in the Midwest. We get to October, and almost every Halloween, it seems like it rains that night. So we start getting rain this time of year, and then it knocks all the leaves off. And then basically, by the time November gets here, we have no leaves left on the trees, and we're just bare trees until April. April, May. And it's so sad. It's so sad. We've been trying to get out and take some walks and soak it up, soak it in, enjoy it, because it's going to be over soon. So don't neglect your nature walks just because we're getting to November and it's getting a little chilly. Throw on a jacket, grab yourself some gloves, maybe a scarf, and go on those brisk walks and enjoy the scenery. And I really love it when you see people that bring things from outside into their home to use as decor. So, like, I've got this great wooden bowl that me and my husband got when we got married. Somebody got it for us, and it's really pretty. And I have all sorts of, I've got these great pine cones. We've got a couple pine trees in our addition, and one of the trees was shedding a lot of their pine cones, and they were really pretty pine cones. You know how, like, some of them are kind of like, eh. These are, like, really pretty. They all, like, fanned evenly, and they're really cool. And they're not sticky. I hate it when they're all sticky and sappy. But so I've got a bowl full of pine cones, and we've got some acorns and buckeyes in the house, and we've got some leaves and things going on. These are leaf cutouts. They're not actual leaves. But I love it when people bring either inspiration from outside, inside, or they either bring actual stuff inside. I love having nature inside because I think it just, it's so good for us, I think, especially in the winter months when it starts getting snowy and it's cold and it's dark. I think it's great to have those, like, natural elements inside. It kind of helps you get through those dark seasons. So when you're out there on your little nature hikes with your kids, because you should be taking them, and if you gotta work, then, you know, take them in the evening when you get home. Most of the time, we hit up the park, like, once my husband gets home from work, and we just go hit it up before bedtime, and then we come home and put little guy to sleep. But bring some of those elements inside. Get crafty. Make a wreath for your door. And then that way you can use whatever, you know, you don't have to worry about, like, bugs or anything that may be on it or stuff molding if it's outside on your door, you know. Who cares? So you can make, like, an awesome wreath out of different leaves and pine cones and stuff. You could get really crafty. Find some things for your table, for your Thanksgiving table, to start, like, kind of getting that mentality when you go out on your walks and just really soak it in and try to be really mindful when you're out there and, like, create these mental pictures and these memories. That way, when you are going through these, like, long winter months, you can recall those mental pictures, and it'll help you out, I promise. It sounds silly and crazy, but I promise it really will help if you have something to kind of recall to yourself. So, I said that this is a season that I think is really overlooked, where we can focus on having fun and being thankful and giving and family. And I think it's another great time for charity. And I know everybody focuses on, like, Christmas time being the time to focus on charities and giving of your time. But again, I think it goes hand in hand with Thanksgiving. I think being thankful and giving, there are two things that go together. And I see no reason why, if you have more time in November to give your time to charities or to give to charities or to even just kind of have that mental process and that conversation with your family, then do it in November, you know? I don't know about you guys, but my Decembers are crazy. Especially now that I have a little boy who his first birthday is coming up in December. So I'm just not going to have time for some of this stuff in November. I've got my anniversary, my son's birthday, and Christmas, like, one week after another. We're kind of cram-packed in December. But so I feel like it's November's just a great time. And so what are some awesome things that you can do You know, if there's a charity that you really care about, you could talk about that charity with your family and come up with ideas of how you could contribute or volunteer your time. But I really like it when people think outside the box and they don't necessarily look at a charity, because I think what is hard about charities sometimes is, you know, you give maybe like a dollar amount or something, or you volunteer your time to a charity and they just kind of tell you what to do, and you don't really have so much of a say of where your time or your money is going. And so I feel like it kind of takes some of the thought out of the giving. And so what I really love is when people come up with something they can do on their own. Now, I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. So we have a bag of Beanie Babies that is sitting in our house, and they're from when I was a child. They're my Beanie Baby collection, my brother's Beanie Baby collection, because he decided he didn't want his anymore and gave them to me. And I believe there's some of my husband's in there as well, because, you know, we were children of the 90s and we have all these Beanie Babies. So I mean, we're talking like probably easily 50 plus Beanie Babies. And I was looking at these and I've been hanging on to them, you know, in case we had kids. And I was like, you know what? I was like, I want my son to be able to get his own stuffed animals. I was like, and right now he has this huge collection, and like, he has no memories or anything attached to it. I'm like, this is silly. I should just pick out a couple and we should do something with the rest of them. So I have this big bag, and I came up with this idea that I was going to take my son and we were going to go to the children's hospital and we would give them away to the kids. And I thought, what a great opportunity. I mean, I know he's so small, and it would be really great to do it with kids that were maybe a little older so that they actually understood. But what a great opportunity for them to share something and give something to another child and to have that connection. And I just think it's great when people have these ideas on their own, because then it really comes from your heart. And it's really, and I'm not trying to say that people that give to charities, it doesn't come from your heart and you're not sincere. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying I think it's great sometimes when people take an initiative on their own versus just going with someone else's initiative. We need more people that kind of take initiative. And I think it's great sometimes to push yourself and make yourself come up with something. So I found this great post, and I know, where did you find this post, Megan? I found it on Pinterest, of course. Don't ask these silly questions. But I'm going to put a link to this post in the show notes so you guys can look at it, because I think it's amazing and I love it, and I can't wait until my son is a little older so that he can do some of these things with me, because I think this is just amazing. But so this family wanted to challenge themselves, and they did this during the month of December, and by no means you can do that during the month of December. You could do it during the month of November, whenever you want to do it. You could do it in the middle of February. People are down. They need a little mood boost. Do it in February, whatever. So, but it's a list. They did a challenge of 25 different ways to kind of just brighten people's days. So random acts of Christmas kindness is what they called it. And so I'm just calling it random acts of kindness. And I think I've seen a few people on Twitter that this is kind of becoming a thing, this random acts of kindness thing. And I think it's awesome, because it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be huge gestures. It can just be something so small. Something as small as just smiling at someone or holding open a door. It can be that small, and it can have such a big impact. So here's this awesome list I wanted to share with you. And like I said, there will be a link in the show notes. So if you want to go save this post for your own referencing, go find it on Pinterest and pin it. You can find it on my Pinterest account, which you can get to by going to homebasepodcast.com. There's a link to Pinterest right there, and it'll take you to my Pinterest boards. And you will find it. Actually, you know what? You won't find it on there because it's on one of my hidden boards. I will track down this pin and I will pin it onto the Home Base podcast board too. So you'll find it on there as well. All right. So one of their ideas on here is taping candy canes to ATM machines around town. I thought this was so cute. And you know what? If you didn't want to do this in December, you could do any candy. You know, you could just do like a mint or something, or a package of Skittles, I think would be really fun. You know, taste the rainbow and just like pin it all over places. I think it'd be fun. Bring someone a cup of hot chocolate and a muffin early one morning. Do you have a coworker that maybe you go to work and one of your coworkers, you see him every day, bring them the occasional cup of coffee or a muffin or something, you know, something small to make them feel special. People in your life, like your pastor, or, you know, maybe you're pregnant and you're at that stage in your pregnancy where you're seeing your nurses like every week. Bring them a little something something, you know, just kind of think of people like that that are in your life regularly and make them feel special. This is super cute. Taping quarters to vending and toy machines around town. I think this is so sweet because every time you go to the grocery store, you know, there's always like the little pony ride machine, because believe it or not, there are those still exist. I don't know why they still exist, and actually, I think I've only seen them at a couple grocery stores out here in the Midwest. Meijer is the chain. I don't know how extensive in the U.S. Meijer goes, but it's pretty much Midwest localized, I think. But they have those like little pony rides still, where it's like this mechanical animal, and you can sit on it, and it goes like so slow, and I'm like, really, people pay for that still? It's so funny. But so you could like tape quarters on there, or like any store you go into, any grocery store, it seems like they've got the little like mechanical crane arm or something like that. Or you know what I really love? When I was little, you would have like those coin collection things where you go and you dump your coins and it would give you like cash back for all your coins, and you would have like the little change spot where there was maybe a couple coins short of a dollar, and so it would spit the coins back out. I always loved it when people left those coins in there, because then as a kid I would find them when I would walk by, I'd see them, and I would feel so special, like I just found $1 million when really all I found was like 15 cents. But I thought it was so cool. So it could be the tiniest thing like that, is just leaving a couple coins in there, you know. But I think that's super cute. And if you live somewhere like New York City that's got a lot of like phone booths or something, you could tape quarters and change in there as well. Grocery shopping for the sole purpose of putting it in the food for families box in the entryway of the store. You see a lot of these boxes around the holiday season, but you can always take a box of food to the food pantry in your town or neighborhood. There's always like a food bank you can take stuff to. So how fun would that be though, to go with your kids and say, you know what, we're going shopping, not for us, we're specifically going shopping for the food bank. I think that would be really cool. Or maybe you just know like a family in your neighborhood, maybe they just had a loss in their family or something, and that would be a great time for you to go take your kids and just make them a box of awesome goodies. Feeding meters around town. I think this is super, super cute. And I love it because there's like a comment on here that they had to explain to their kids what feeding a meter meant. But what a great, like, I can't tell you how many times I've like parked somewhere and I've put like my change in the meter, and I'm literally like, I remember one time, and it sounds so like melodramatic or whatever, but it was raining and I was like across the street and the person was writing me the ticket, and I'm like trying to yell at them, but I don't want to jaywalk, and so I'm waiting to cross the street and it's raining. I've got my umbrella up, and they wrote me the ticket, and I got there and I like chased the policewoman down. I'm like, please, please. And she's like, I already wrote it. And I'm like, seriously? So, how cool would it be though to like go out an area that's got a bunch of meters and just stick a bunch of coins in them, make people's day, give them that extra like 30 minutes. I think it'd be awesome. This is another holiday one, but I feel like you could do it and it not be stockings, but donating 72 stockings with treats, candy, and a craft for second graders at a school in need. I think that's so sweet. I think it's so sweet, and I really don't think you need to do, like, you don't even need to fill anything. Just go to a school in need and maybe buy them, like, coloring books, crayons, glue sticks, whatever you buy your kids on their school supply list, buy that school and just, you know, just donate it. If you've got a couple, you've got some extra bucks, or maybe you feel like you're super pumped up and you want to get your neighborhood involved in something, that would be a great thing, you know. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with treats. You could totally fill up a box of treats to go along with those coloring books. But a lot of those schools, things like coloring books and special crayons that have the glitter in them, you know, some of those kids, they never get to experience stuff like that, because when it comes down to what their budget can afford, their budgets can afford the minimal stuff. And so some of those things, those kids just don't ever get to see. Stickers, you know, the purple glue sticks, stuff like that. And so you would seriously be making a kid's day just by buying some really fancy finger paints. Handing out Starbucks gift cards that are a $5 value each. So it's a little bit pricier, but definitely would be really fun to just walk up to people and say, hey, here, have a gift card on me. I think it'd be really fun to, you could go just like buy maybe 10 of those gift cards and then just stand outside the Starbucks and the next 10 people that walk in, like, boom, 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 there, you just paid for their coffee. There you go. And I love, like, my grandparents. They're so sweet. And they were telling me they love to, something they love to do around the holiday season is to just pay for the people's food behind them. If they're at, like, a restaurant, something like a Panera or McDonald's or something like that, they'll just hit up the person, get the person's behind them's order and pay for it. And I think that's so sweet. It's a little thing and it's something you don't expect. And it, small gesture goes a long way. What else we got on here? I'm going to share a couple more ideas and then we will move on. But paid past due library fees for 5 people. And you guys, you could do any amount of people you want to do. But I think that's super cute because most of the time I feel like people don't even know they have library fees. So this may be one of those things, it's a cute idea, you may not even get recognized for it, you know, and not that any of these people are going to know who you are anyhow, but these people might not even ever know. So it would be, I think, a really great thing to do with kids to kind of teach them how doing something good doesn't mean getting recognition, sometimes it just means doing something nice and feeling good by just doing something. Donating a poinsettia, like, again, this is Christmas season, so you could donate a pumpkin. I really love it. It's so cute. I've heard of people, like, carving pumpkins and, like, donating their carved pumpkin to maybe, like, a children's hospital, or this one says to a girls' school. So you could find different places, a senior's home. I would imagine a lot of those seniors aren't carving pumpkins. So you could, you know, and even if you don't want to carve it, you could have your kids paint it or something, and that'd be super sweet. Bought and donated toys for Toys for Tots. That one's pretty straightforward. But again, I think there's lots of places you could donate toys, schools in need, children's hospitals, all sorts of places you could really do that. Brought treats to the employees of the local post office branch. I think that's super sweet. I used to carry mail for a while. That's what my husband does. He is a mail carrier. So we have a lot of love for our postman. And I feel like a lot of people kind of overlook the mailman. And especially in this day and age, a lot of them work really crazy hours, especially with Amazon. I know my husband just got promoted, so he doesn't have to work 7 days a week anymore. But for the past year and a half, he's been working 7 days a week because he delivers Amazon packages on Sunday. So a lot of these people are giving a lot of their time away from their families just to deliver your packages that you all are ordering online. It's okay. I'm not hating. We order stuff on Amazon too, but it does kind of suck. So I just really think sometimes that's really great. There's people in our community, the community helpers. If you're a parent, you know that term, community helper. You probably have taught your kids about community helpers. I feel like the mailman is one that kind of gets lost sometimes and we forget about them. And so leaving something in your mailbox for them is always a great gesture, or just going down to the mail office, you can leave the tellers a box of donuts or something, and that would just be a really sweet, sweet gesture. That one hits home for us, so. And this is a good one, and it's our last one. They said they took books from their personal library and donated them to a school library in need. You all know that I love libraries, and we have an excessive amount of books in our house. And I've told you guys about the little free libraries that we constantly donate our books to. And there are tons of places you can donate books to. And I love it because people always tell me, they're like, oh, you should take your books to, like, you know, a secondhand bookstore and sell them to them. And I'm like, you know, I just can't stand the idea of taking books that I barely paid anything for, because most of my books are used from used bookstores. It's like, I can't stand taking my books somewhere and, like, expecting money for them. Like, I feel like a book is something that's meant to be shared and given to, and if there's a place and somewhere that is in need of books, like, I just want to donate them, you know? Like, I would hate to see little kids not have access to books. That just, no way. So I'm all about donating them. So you can even donate straight to your library. If you feel like your library is a small, low-budget library, donate some of your books to them, guys. And they'll probably end up on the shelves. Donate them to the little free libraries. Donate them to schools. Again, senior citizens' homes, children's hospitals. You guys don't even hesitate. Do it. Just do it. All right. What else we got on here? Oh, okay. So I wanted to share with you guys before I wrap it up and take a break and do our mommy mantra and our parenting hack of the week. I wanted to share with you what we are going to do in our family for November, our little family challenge. So we're going to have a thankfulness turkey. I did this 1 year with my preschool class, and it was so super cute, and it was really, really fun. And in November, we did a big feast with the parents where they came in one day on their lunch breaks around that time, and they came in, and so we had this big turkey up. It was so cute. So we took construction paper and cut out, like, the shape, the body of a turkey, and we put his eyes on there and feet and all that, but he didn't have any feathers. And every kid got a feather, and they had to write on there three things that they were thankful for. And then we added the feather to the turkey, and so when the parents were there, they got to see what their kids' three things were, and some of them were so precious. It was a lot of fun to read them. But so what me and my husband are going to do, since it's just the two of us, is we're going to have our turkey, and I'm going to cut out all these different feathers out of construction paper, and we're going to write one thing a day on a feather and throughout the whole month of November. And by the time we get to Thanksgiving, our turkey should have a lot of tail feathers. But I think it'll be really fun, and we're going to find something that we're thankful for every single day. So I think it's a super fun challenge. It's easy. If you want to join us on the turkey challenge, you can do it. I'm going to, once ours gets all up and I tape it to the wall, I will post a picture on Instagram. So if you guys want to do it, you can do it too and post your pictures on Instagram, and you can just hashtag it thankfulness turkey. Okay, so it'll be really fun. So make sure you go follow on Instagram at Homebase Podcasts, and on Twitter, because I always tweet my Instagram pictures at Homebase Podcast. Go follow on those two places so you don't miss the hashtag Thankfulness Turkey. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with our mommy mantra and our parenting hack of the week. Stay tuned. Alright guys, we're back. So I hope you guys liked some of those ideas. Like I said, I kind of wanted to take a break this week from kind of the in-your-face parenting stuff and kind of just come up with some fun, cool ideas that maybe you haven't thought of or seen or done for the holiday season. Because I think we kind of get in this lull between October and December, and not that a lull's bad, because like I said, December is kind of crazy. So I think November is that great time to just settle in with your family. Maybe do some of that like family time reading that we were talking about in our, How to Raise a Reader episode a few weeks ago. I just think it's the perfect time for it. Everybody's got like their cozy slippers on and drink some hot cocoa and read a book. Then that sounds so wonderful. And just talk about this. Talk about being thankful and what it means to be thankful, and how being thankful, if we're truly thankful and really mean that with our hearts and our souls, and we understand it and can wrap our minds around it, how much easier it is to give of our time and ourselves and of our possessions and money and things to other people in need. Because when you're truly thankful and you understand all the blessings in your life, you realize just how little you actually need in your life. And so I just think it will be a great exercise, and I'm so excited to get some feedback and hear some of your guys' stories of how this has really transformed your guys' family outlook during this holiday season. So it's definitely going to be one of our new family traditions, I think. And this is what's so fun about having kids, is you get to start these family traditions, and it's never too late, ever, ever, ever. So even if your kids are grown and moved out, I think you can start family traditions as a extended family, or just you and your spouse. All right, so our parenting hack this week, I'm so stoked to share it with you guys. I've been testing it for a few weeks because I wanted to make sure I wanted to recommend it, but I'm totally hooked, and I think it ties perfectly with what we're talking about this week. So it is an app that you can download on your phone. It is called Grid Diary, G-R-I-D Diary. It's super straightforward and simple. It's free. You can download like a paid version, but honestly, I think the paid version just sends you reminders. I haven't really seen what the big difference is with the paid version. So what it is it's a diary app, but it's not like I'm going to sit down and type this big long journal entry, blah, blah, blah. It's not like that. Okay. So you open it up and you can customize it. There's all these little different tiles, and each tile has a different question on it. And you can customize how many tiles there are, what the questions are, or it can just recommend questions for you. So all you do is you go in, and there's like a little sunshine at the top, and you click on it and you enter in what the weather was like today. So like today it was sunny. I'm going to do mine while I'm on here. And then underneath is a bunch of smiley faces and frowny faces, and asks you, how do you feel today? Today I was happy. All right, so now I'm going to answer my little tile questions, okay? So here's, I'm not going to tell you all of them because some of them are kind of personal. But I think it's a great way to keep yourself accountable about things. So like, I eat gluten-free. And so one of my questions is, was I gluten-free today? Why, yes, I was. Some days I fudge it, so this is a challenge. This keeps me accountable. So I can enter that in. Super simple. How much money did I spend today? Because I need to be accountable to myself for that. We went out to lunch and we spent $30. And I'm going to put down where we spent it at the pizza place. All right. What should I do tomorrow? Well, tomorrow I have an appointment to get my car oil changed at 9 a.m. So it's super cool. You can enter in all sorts of stuff. And like I said, I have some ones that are in here that are personal that just help keep me accountable for things. Like some of them, and I'm not going to sit here and answer these all with you guys, but like one of the questions is like, how did I encourage my husband today? Cause that's really important to me. What is something special one-on-one I did with my son today? What are three good things about today? And I list three things that really were awesome. I've been trying to get myself to kind of loosen up and listen to some more music because I get caught up in stuff and I don't do things that are fun and make me happy because I get so caught up in doing housework and chores and all sorts of stuff. And so, one of my questions on here is what music did I listen to today? But so I can change these at any time or they can stay the same every day if I want them to, but it's super simple, super straightforward. And like I said, I think the only difference if you buy the paid version of the app, I think it just sends you a reminder. You can set a reminder for each day, but I don't honestly see the point in that because I could just set an alarm every day if I wanted to. But honestly, I just leave the app on my home screen so that I see it every day when I open up my phone. It's right on my front screen, and there we go. So it's Grid Diary. You could really personalize the questions for whatever season you're in. If maybe like my son's birthday is coming up, so I can make one of the questions of, did I work on the birthday plans today? You know, maybe I need to get laundry done. Maybe I'm really struggling with that or something, and I could say, did you do the laundry today? And focusing on the thankfulness. You could put in there, like, what is something you're thankful for today? Or how did you talk about thankfulness with your kids? And in what way are you preparing your heart for the holiday season? You know, you could get really intense about it. But it's super cool and it's free. So I'm all about the free. And I love that it's just really straightforward. It's super clean. It's like all white with a little tiny bit of teal and gray. It's not very like in your face crazy. So I think it's awesome. So go check it out. Grid Diary app in your app store. All right, so our mommy mantra this week, like I said, I've been getting my nerd on, but I think it'll be fine because this is week of Halloween, so I think this is festive. But our quote this week comes from Albus Dumbledore, which if you're not a Harry Potter nerd, shame on you, but he is one of the major wizards in the Harry Potter books and films. And this quote is from the movie. It's been a while since I've read the Chamber of Secrets book, so I'm not sure. I would imagine he says this in the book, and I should have just looked. And I know, those of you big Harry Potter fans listening, you're like, for shame! How do you not know? I know, it's sad. I know. But this is from the movie The Chamber of Secrets, which is the second Harry Potter film. And I love the quote, and I know you're probably rolling your eyes. You're like, seriously? This is so nerdy. It is kind of nerdy, but I think the quote is really great, and I so think it applies to anyone and everyone in whatever situation you're at, so you all should relate. So, it goes, "It is not our abilities that show what we truly are. It is our choices." I think it's super awesome and super straightforward and short, but super meaningful because I can't tell you how many times, especially as parents and as moms, we fall into this whole like parenting trap where we look at other people and we're like, oh, she does yoga and she's really great at baking, and look at her kids, they're dressed perfectly and her house is always clean, and we look at these people and we like put this label on them by looking at all these abilities that they have and talents that they possess, and we focus on those things, and then we cut ourselves down, and we don't realize that, you know, you are the choices that you make. It's not all about your abilities. It's not all about your strengths. Those things, you can grow, you can adapt, you can build those things. You could completely suck at art, and you could, you know, go take a class and get decent at it, you know? So it's all about the choices you make. So maybe stop beating yourself up and saying, I suck at all this stuff, and start making some choices to make things different. Take action. That's what November should be about. It should be about taking action, being thankful, and sharing it with anyone and everyone you love. All right, guys, I hope this has been a great, fun, festive, inspirational episode, and we'll be coming back to you next week with even more home-based parenting awesomeness. But until then, trick or treat, give us something good to eat, and we'll see you next time on the Home-Based Podcast. Take care, guys. Love ya.